RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Albert Breer coming up at 5:20 today. We are going to get the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat poll up. Would you take only one of these two things can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Miles gets a sack in the sack record, or Shador throws for 300 yards, four tutties. Let's presume they're going to win also in that scenario.
The Bengals actually have some wild shootout games, though.
That's true.
It really could be a four touchdown, 300 yard game.
Joe Burrow had a better EPA.
Yeah.
He had a 67 EPA. That's better than Shador.
That's what people do around these parts. They just constantly move the goalposts.
When that is up, we'll let you know. But real quick, let's go through, because we do want to get to the Peterlin pass here. Mm-hmm. Adam, Miles, one sack in the record, or Shador, vintage performance. Where are you going?
I am going with the sack. I mean, 300 yards, four TDs against one of the worst defenses of maybe the NFL this year, but maybe the last 5 years. I don't really care. I know it gives you guys, you know, something to talk about for the next 9 months, but it's like, hey, I'd rather have the sack record and something to talk about for this Browns team. And Shador, I mean, I think he's going to be here next year no matter what. I think if he really shows that he's great, we might as well just sell, like, you know, sign Kelly Holcomb or Derek Anderson or any of those guys, you know. And just repeat the nothing to do in the offseason because we got the quarterback, except it won't happen next year.
Adam, that was a lot, buddy. We appreciate you.
I don't know. The people that are, it seems like they've really come out in full force, the ones that are angry about Shador having a good game against Cincinnati for some reason.
Yeah, devaluing the game in a win, coming off the Steelers game where he played one half a really good football and we know what happened the other half, like, I don't know. Is it more that people just would be really upset if Shador actually ended up being the quarterback? Is this what we're getting to?
I think people are rooting for him to fail, yes. I think that's the end result here, which is, it's amazing to think about that they're rooting more for him to fail, even though it means that the Browns then wouldn't be good and wouldn't be set up to be good. It confuses me, but yes, that's clearly the theme that we're getting here.
Well, I would like to take quarterback number three in a one quarterback draft. That's just me. Let's overdraft him. So the poll is now up on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat. Early returns, a little split here, 59% for Shador throwing 300 yards. He didn't get the four tutties in there, but that's implied. And then 41%, Miles gets a sack record. Let's do two quick calls in this. Brian, just real quick, Brian, are you an I, Brian, or a Y, Brian?
I'm a Ryan. I'm Ryan from Akron.
Thank you to Matt for calling that screen calling over there. Really good stuff.
Nice job.
All right, buddy, real quick.
Love your show, Nick. Jonathan,
Thank you, buddy.
I agree with you guys. The Browns have had a good defense for years. Miles could have broke this record four different times. It wasn't his plan. That's not what football's about. Miles impacts every single play that the Browns ever play on defense. It's Shador, the Shavior. He needs to have 300 yards and four tutties.
All right. I can't tell you how much I enjoyed you saying the Shavior. Ryan, we appreciate you, buddy. By the way, Mac, after we get Ryan on the phone, he corrected it.
Well,
as if maybe I'd be like, oh, I was the idiot. Oh, I forgot.
I mean, I just saw Ryan on the call screen. I don't know about you.
Get a new prescription there, Jack. All right, final one. Let's go. God, it's like choosing between my children. Tony in Valley City. Miles, one sack in the record, or Shador, 300 yards and four tutties.
I would have to say Miles and the sack record. And the reason being is the fact that I am so irritated with Pittsburgh Steelers fans and friends that I have that are Steelers fans, and all they want to do is brag about how we didn't get it against Rodgers because he was playing like such a little girl, that I want him to have that record. I want two sacks, or maybe three, but I think
not four.
Bragging rights for a Cleveland fan with that is bigger as a Cleveland fan than it would be for Shador to have the big game. Not that I'm against Shador. I do like him, and I do wish that he does well here. I just really want that record.
You know, you can just respond to the Steelers fans, yeah, but you lost.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You get, like, that is the, oh, well, we didn't get the record from us.
And they're
like,
going to have
their
own embarrassment in Week 18 if they lose that game,
you
too.
You dukied your pants and lost to the Browns. Good job. Woo. Enjoy blowing the division to the Baltimore Ravens there, Jack. How about that?
Well, also then having no plan at quarterback moving forward.
Also, how about you just don't argue with Steelers fans? They are inbred. It should be noted. All right?
Mac.
I don't go down to West Virginia.
That was the first time he's ever heard you call him inbred.
I don't just go down to West Virginia, find Cletus, delivery. And being like, you know,
yeah,
hey, Rich Rod's a great coach. Woo! I don't. You like, you could just, you know,
yeah, it might be a fun time though.
It's true.
You know,
true. If you debate, good lord,
now who's the inbred?
It's me.
Did your diabolical clown voice? So, I don't know where this one came from, but I do like it. Your diabolical, but really it's just making fun of sports radio host voice is funny to me.
Let's get to the Peter Lynn
Keep
pass.
That one in rotation.
There's only one man with the knowledge to criticize and the power to let it slide. It's time for this week's Peter Lynn pass.
All right, I'm going to give the Peter Lynn pass to MVP voters that think Stafford should still win the MVP after last night. Vegas has shifted towards Drake May as the favorite. Week 17, Drake May throws 5 touchdowns against a bad Jets team. Stafford has one of the 2 bad games he's had this season, and that's apparently the MVP race. He's taken 25 fewer sacks. He's thrown for more yards, a dozen more touchdowns with the same amount of interceptions. I don't think MVP should come down to who's had the best Week 17 and who's had the worst Week 17 if it's a two-pony race. The Patriots have dealt with the league's easiest schedule in the AFC. Meanwhile, the Rams have had the league's hardest strength of schedule in the NFC. It has been completely one-sided. Stafford's numbers are better. His games are better. He just had a stinker last night in a time when, obviously, it didn't really even matter that much for the Rams. And so I hate this. I hate that this has now been decided, the MVP race, a critical race that might actually dictate whether or not he goes into the Hall of Fame because he needs another MVP or Super Bowl to make it, is decided because Drake May had a good game against the Jets.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I think I'm going to second your Peter Lynn pass. It's not okay. Matt Stafford's been the better quarterback. One bad game, I do, like, on one hand, I like, okay, the inference is people are still haven't completely made up their mind. There is a part of me that likes that. But you shouldn't flip-flop that easy. Like, Matt should have been the heavy favorite in your mind going into last night, and maybe last night should have been a kernel of doubt. It shouldn't have been a whole bucket of popcorn of
doubt.
And
it shifted the Vegas odds in Drake May's favor, and in such a way that, I mean, Matt Stafford's been the best quarterback since, I don't know, you make an argument week two on. Like, it's just, it's been a long part of the season that he's been the best quarterback. Drake May sniping this because he beat a bad Jets team shouldn't be the case.
I'll say, if you flip flopped, if you're an awards voter in the NFL and listening, thank you, by the way, if you are, And last night is what flip-flopped this for you. I think you were just going to give it to Stafford because of a career achievement award anyways. I don't think you were that committed for Stafford. And by the way, you shouldn't have been. Matt Stafford's the MVP. He should be the MVP.
Yeah, I mean, everything bears out that he should be the league MVP. It's just, it's...
But if you flip-flop that easy, you are voting because of a narrative and not because of what the guys have actually done.
This is what this has kind of turned into with the MVP vote in recent years. It's turned into week 17, and if it's a coin toss or it's something close to it, whoever's got the better week 17 ends up winning these awards. It's bared out the past few seasons, and I just don't think the MVP race should be that. Now, do I think I should hold Drake May accountable for losing to the Raiders in the first week of the season in arguably one of the worst games he's had all year long? Like, no, you can evolve with a player, and you can look at it and say, well, he's better in December. That has to matter for something. But Matthew Stafford's legitimately had two bad games all year. Last night was one of them, and now it takes him out of the MVP. Like, this is going to kill him. He hasn't done enough across the NFL, Nick, to be in a spot where he doesn't need either another MVP or another Super Bowl win in order to make the Hall of Fame. And being robbed because you couldn't beat the Falcons last night, it just stinks.
That's Peterlin Pass.
The Peterlin Pass.
You guys can still vote on which would you rather happen for the Browns in the season finale. Myles Garrett gets a sack record, or Shedeur Sanders throws for 300 yards against, that's a 92-3 The Fan YouTube chat. Seven minutes in, 50 votes, 53% saying Shedeur for 300 yards. We'll have more on that in the lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.